Welcome. I'm Julie Bacon, and you're listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast, a podcast for dog handlers who are on a mission to achieve big goals. Here I share lessons, insights, personal stories, and tools you can apply during your next show, trial, or test to help you strengthen your mental game and hopefully cue more consistently. Be sure to check out the show notes where you'll find details about the episodes, plus important links, including the link to the Dogged Planner and Workbook created just for handlers on a mission. So if you're ready to improve your competitive mindset, get out of your own way, and connect with your dog like never before, then it's time to get comfy, bring an open mind, and work your mindset. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Okay, this week we have a lesson pulled from the Q membership. This was one that I shared in the February membership where we were mastering different skills each week. And I just thought it was so good that I needed to share with everyone. So this one is on resilience. I think it's super important, as you will hear right off the bat. And I hope it helps you this week. So I have said this before, and I shall say it again. I really think that some of the best handlers, I'll go even further, sports, people who are just great at sport, are really resilient. When you watch them from the outside, they seem to just shake off losses, failures, mistakes, what have you, and they just quickly move on to the next thing. And again, that's what it looks like on the outside. Who knows what they're doing on the inside? That's what we're going to talk about. But I think it's really, and that was one of the first things I learned when I was a kid and I was getting into mindset and I was watching people, and they were just really good at letting go, it seemed, or leaving things in the past to focus on what's next. And I think that is the key when we're in the moment, right? When we do multiple runs in a day and we have to, you know, get back out there in an hour or so or less and run again and maybe run a different dog or the same dog or what have you, or different class, or go to a different ring. Maybe we've got conflicts, or maybe we're doing something very busy and we're running from ring to ring. And we have to go to that next ring with a clear head and be very present and in the moment. So having resilience, or being able to bounce back, or being able to reset, or whatever word you want to use, you know, the secret sauce is being in the present, right? The secret sauce of it all is not dwelling on the past and not living in the past and carrying that with you to your next run. So what if you were running with one dog and you went in the ring, you did your thing, and you made a mistake, the dog made a mistake. Let's say the wheels came completely off, right? And it was bad. Let's just say it was real bad, okay? Because we have had those runs and we will have them again. But all of a sudden you've got like 20 minutes or less to get your next dog to the next ring and do another run. And the fairest, most compassionate, most honest, you know, bestest thing you can do for yourself in that dog is to forget everything and run the dog in front of you, right? To just run the dog you have in front of you, be present, be fully in the moment, and do your thing. Go execute your plan, to just do it. And that's really hard, obviously. It's one of those things. It's like simple but difficult. But it is what that dog deserves, right? That dog wasn't in the past ring. That dog didn't make a mistake. That dog doesn't know what happened, you know, 20 minutes earlier. That dog doesn't have any of those kind of hangovers or baggage or anything. I mean, dogs are so good at reminding us of the importance of being in the present and running the dog we have in front of us that day, that time, you know, wherever the sun, the moon, the stars are aligned, like that's where we are. So getting to that moment, getting to that part where you can be present and you can let it go, if not forever, at least for the moment, so that you can do what you need to do, really is, I believe, and other people will probably have different perspectives on this, but I believe that's at the core of being resilient and getting to our next event and doing the thing and being able to execute, right? And being able to run. But in order to do that, we have to come up with, I think, almost like a routine. almost like a routine of things that we do that helps us reset, reframe, recover, refocus, whatever reword that you have there. We almost need a routine, or for some of us that would be helpful, so that we know which tool to grab. Right? So all of you are developing all of these really great mindset tools. You know, we're using them and we're trying different ones on, and we're getting better at reaching for them, and we're getting better at keeping them, quote, sharp in the bag, you know, whenever we need them. So we're learning all of these tools. But, you know, some of them we don't want to ever practice, right? In that we don't want to have to practice coming back from a really bad run, because who wants to have the bad run in the first place? And if our mindset's really good, we have fewer bad runs, we get more consistent, we get more confidence, you know, we do better and better when we walk into the ring, right? So it's kind of a weird thing to need to practice, or at least put attention on, well, what do I do if it goes wrong? What if I do if something, quote, bad, you know, because not really bad, it's feedback. But what happens if I get a whole bunch of feedback, right, in a run that maybe I really didn't ask for or want, and I got to get it together and go on to the next thing? Could be, in, like I said, in the same day when I gave that example, could be the next day, the next week, the next month. The next time you run that dog, maybe you have an injury happen and you don't get to run that dog for 6 months. You know, are you running with a clear mind and a clear head and running that dog in the present? Or are you worried and carrying all that baggage with you that it's going to happen again? You know, and, you know, I talked recently on a podcast about triggers and using triggers as cues, but, you know, those triggers really can set us back, as I know I've talked with many of you individually in coaching sessions about, right? How do we, you know, use our triggers kind of for good, right? And as reminders and as handling cues, instead of emotionally setting us back or emotionally taking us down a trail that we didn't want to go down. So when it comes to recovering, when it comes to building resilience, we need to, I think, come up with a habit, a routine that lets us, that we can go through either very quickly, right? Because we got to go run another dog in 20 minutes, or we can take some time to unpack, all right, later, right? And go through in more depth. The thing about the later thing, which I love a lot, and I'm mentioning it now because I kind of want you to include it in your immediate plans, which is the making a promise to yourself that you will unpack this later, okay? So what I mean by that is, let's say something, quote, bad happens. You get it. Let's call it, you get a lot of feedback, okay, on a run, and you really want to sit with it because you really want to figure it out. You want to watch the video. You want to go through it. You want to figure it out because you want to learn from it, right? You've got all these tools. You're smart. You're good at mindset now, and you want to learn what you can learn from it so that it doesn't happen again, or you make a different choice in the future. All right, but you don't have time. All right. So one of the things that I find works really well is to promise myself that I will go through it later, right? And you just kind of even say to yourself, all right, self, we're going to go through this later. We're going to go through this tonight at dinner, or we're going to go, like, even pick a time. Like, if you can be very specific about when you will do it, and then follow through. Because you want to know that you can rely on yourself, that you will come through on your own promises to yourself. Now, this sounds silly, perhaps, but what I find is that so often we don't believe ourselves because we have done some self-sabotaging in the past, right? We've had the cookie when we're on a diet. We've done, you know, the lazy thing of like, I promised I'd work the dogs today, but I really just, it's kind of not the perfect temperature or whatever, you know? And so we know what our self-sabotage looks like. We know that we have not held up our end of the bargain at different times. So it's really important that we build some trust with ourselves and some belief in our own promises. So if you make this promise to yourself, if you say to yourself, I'm going to promise to unpack this later, I'm going to go through the videos or if I don't have them, I'm going to really think about my run and really kind of replay it in my mind, and or maybe, you know, get some input from a friend, not right now, but later, and really try to figure this out and make a promise and tell yourself at dinner tonight, this is what I'm going to do, right? Instead of scrolling on TikTok, this is what I'm going to do. Okay. And then you do it. And then you come through on that promise. And the first time that you come through on that promise will be so incredibly impactful because you came through for yourself, on behalf of yourself, in service to your dog, in service to your mindset, in service to future runs, right? You're making an investment in that time and you're coming back to it. Okay. And it will be big and transformative because now you'll know you come through on your own promises to yourself. Okay. So that's a little bit of how I think that I do it, but also I think it's really impactful, especially when you have to go run again in the day and you don't have time to go through it. Or, you know, if you do sit down and maybe you've got 2 hours between runs and you sit down and do it, you'll just get in a funk or you get wrapped around the axle about it, or you'll get frustrated and that won't serve your next run, right? Because in between runs, you really should be focused on your next run, focusing forward. What is your next plan? What is the next thing that you need to do? How do you need to prepare? Do you need to walk your dog? Do you need to, you know, reset your mind, go for a walk, get some fresh air? You know, maybe you need to kind of restart the day or restart some of your morning routines again in the afternoon or something, or go have a cup of coffee or a protein snack or something because your mind's getting fuzzy. So what you need to do is, instead of looking backward at that run that didn't go the way you had wanted or expected, turn your focus forward and be like, great, what do I need to be doing? And if you are constantly, your mind is constantly invaded with these thoughts of all of these mistakes, it will be harder to look forward and it'll be harder to focus forward on what it is that you need to be doing next, all right? I.e. staying in the present moment, staying in the moment where you can execute, right? Doing the work that needs to be done now. So that's why I find by promising yourself that you will go unpack this later, it doesn't need to be done now, it makes it easier to then focus forward and say, okay, is there something immediately that I need to do differently? Like, did I get some quick feedback that I can take action on, right? Like, you know, who knew that the first 5 dogs were going to be absent and I had to rush to get into the ring, right? Well, now I know. Or, you know, is there some other action I can take? And if so, let's take it. Let's build it into the plan. But if not, let it go. We can unpack it later. All right. And if that needs, you need to take a walk or you need to write down something in your journal or, you know, pick up your phone and make like a voice memo to yourself just to like vent, you know, sometimes we just need to vent and we just need to get it out. And if we can just like, blah, you know, like throw it out there, then sometimes we can let it go. But what you're doing in that moment when you're doing the blah and letting it go, you're not looking back. You're asking yourself, what do I need to focus forward, right? What do I need to do in order to run my next run, to walk back into the ring in an hour or 20 minutes or 2 hours? What do I need to do? And I find for me that it's almost easier if I have less time because I don't have time to think about the past. I don't have time to think about what just happened. I'm all about what's about to happen, what's going to happen in the next 20 minutes or hour. So the more that we can focus forward, we get back into the present moment, we get focused on the things that we need to do, and then we are kind of able to think about things from the right frame of mind instead of running defensively, meaning like you're running to try to not make a mistake. Now you're just getting back into the plan, back into your habit and moving forward. So when it comes to developing an actual routine, you know, maybe these are some of the steps, right? Maybe the first thing that you do when you come out of the ring after, you know, something didn't go the way that you hoped is you know, you tell your dog, good try, shake it off. You know, this is a good try. Love you anyway. You could have done better. I could have done better. Thank you for trying. You know, let's go for a walk. Let's do our normal post-run ritual stuff, right? Don't cut that short. You know, unless you have to throw one dog in and grab the other one and go, which sometimes happens. But if you can, you know, finish that post-run ritual and don't cut any of those things short. You know, as you're doing that, maybe that's a time that you normally do run over your run in your head, and maybe do a little bit of it, or maybe just say, I promise to unpack that at dinner time tonight. And now I'm going to forward think about what else I need to run. When do I need to, like, if you need to walk a course, if you need to go get a different dog, if you need to look at your next rally map, like whatever that is, then you start planning. You get back in planning mode. Okay. And if you need to take a walk, if you need to shake it off, if you need to vent, whatever it is you need to do, you get that over with quickly and you only give yourself 5-10 minutes max. And then everything else is, we'll go through it tonight. We'll go through it tonight at dinner. We'll go through it tonight at dinner. Or on my drive home, I'm going to call so-and-so or my coach, or, you know, I'm going to go through it, but not right now. I'm going to focus forward. Focus on my dog. What does my dog need? What do my friends need? Maybe I need to go watch people. Focus, focus, forward. Okay. And that helps you bounce back maybe, but really what it's doing is it's pushing your focus back into the present moment. And the present moment is where flow is, right? If you want to get into flow, you want to get back into that wonderful state with your dog, you need to do that in the present moment. You want to, you know, get back to focusing on the here and now. Like, you know, that's why I'm always pushing meditation on you guys, right? Like, it's a really good way to build our ability to focus on the things that we want to focus on and can have a little more control over our thoughts. So your routine might include putting the music back in your ears, or, you know, doing something else that sort of just resets you. Like, what is it that resets your mood, your mind, your thoughts as fast as possible? And that's what you're going to do. Okay. So I think the reason I want to talk about this in the context of this month and the things that we need to master, I believe that, you know, bouncing back, reframing, refocusing, resetting, you know, whatever, whatever word you want to put on it, is one of the ways we get really strong. And we start to trust ourselves because we trust that we will unpack things later. We will go through it later. We will, you know, mine for the lessons out of there, but we're also going to remember what went right. And we're going to get our minds right and back to the present moment where we can find the flow, where we can execute our plan, and where we can walk back into the ring, like fully focused on what's going on now, not what happened an hour ago, a day ago, last week. Okay. So it's not that we're letting go of it completely. It's not that we're forgetting. It's not that even that we're setting it aside. It's that we are developing a process by which we go through our feedback in a systematic way, perhaps, but a way that we trust ourselves that we will go back. We're going to go back and we're going to go through this. All right. But not to the extent that I'm going to let it get in the way of what I have to do next. And that's being disciplined, but I think having a plan for these things to happen really helps. Personally, I find that doing this is almost a form of self-protection in kind of a twisted way, maybe, in that I don't have time. I kind of just don't have time to think about what just happened. I've got this next thing to do. So I am focused on the next time I walk into the ring and the lessons and the dissecting or even the self-flagellation that occurs. That can happen later at a time that I choose. And I'm not just going to let my thoughts control my mind. My mind is going to control my thoughts, which I think is really important. It puts us back in control. We don't feel as vulnerable or flat-footed or caught off guard. And we certainly don't feel like a victim of our last run. You know, we want to be always looking forward and playing the long game and realizing that, like, what you do when you come out of the ring after a not great run is going to impact your next several runs, because it's a habit you're building, a mindset you're building, a perspective shift that you are creating. And you know that more than anything, it is important to get back into the present moment so that you can execute. Okay. So think about your homework is, think about a little routine. Maybe it fits on a 3x5 index card or a post-it note or something like that. But you can write down a little routine of things that you're going to do in order to reset, reframe, refocus should something not go the way that you had planned. Okay. And you're going to hone this and you're going to practice and you're going to keep those promises you make to yourself. And that's where it starts. Okay. Because we need to get ourselves back into the present moment, back forward looking so that we can execute on the next run, the next time we walk into the ring. All right. Okay. That's your homework. See you next week. Thanks so much for listening to the Mindset Coaching for Handlers podcast with me, Julie Bacon. I am so grateful for your precious time. Check out my Dogged Planner workbook and journal available on Amazon. Just search for Dogged Planner. I also offer monthly membership that's perfect for ongoing support of your awesome goals. Check out theqcoach.com for details or just stop by and check out all the ways you can work on your mindset. And be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at theqcoach and let me know how it's going. Finally, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. This helps us podcasters tremendously. Plus, I know I get my best podcast recommendations from friends. Thanks, and have a great week with your dogs.